Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, is going to be Jerry E. Smith of Weather Warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature. We're going to be talking with Jerry about that book, which has come out in recent months, as well as some of the other things that he's been doing in recent times in regard to presenting information on this very important subject. That you're not going to hear in corporate media, of course. That is Jerry E. Smith of Weather Warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature. Well, the Super Bowl's over, the key sporting event of the empire. And, of course, as you look at today's corporate media reports, you're not going to see this one. The Israeli Mossad has assassinated an Iranian nuclear scientist. That's being reported not only by the Jerusalem Post today. It's coming out of the Daily Times, the leading news resource of Pakistan, also being reported by another of additional newspapers in both the Middle East and in Central Asia. Looking at the Daily Times monitor out of Lahore, Pakistan, this is what they have to say. A prize-winning Iranian nuclear scientist has probably been assassinated by Israeli intelligence agency Mossad, reports the London Sunday Times, citing an intelligence source. Radio Farda, which is funded by the U.S. State Department and broadcast to Iran, reported that nuclear physicist Ardashir Hassanpour, age 44, had died in mysterious circumstances. Hassanpour worked at a plant in Isfahan where uranium hexafluoride gas is produced. The gas is needed to enrich uranium at another plant in Natanz, which has become the focus of concerns that Iran may be developing nuclear weapons. According to Radio Farda, Iran reports of Hassanpour's death emerged on January 21st, after a delay of 6 days, giving the cause as quote-unquote gas poisoning. The Iranian reports did not say how or where Hassanpour was poisoned, but his death was said to have been announced at a conference on nuclear safety. Rev Abala of Stratfor, the U.S. intelligence company, also affiliated with Israel, claimed on Friday that Hassanpour had been targeted by Mossad and that there was very strong intelligence, quote-unquote, to suggest that he had been assassinated by the Israelis. Very clear, again, as you look at that story this morning, that there's a very serious problem in the Middle East. That problem is not going to go away, and it's also very clear that we are moving closer and closer to a military confrontation with Iran. So that report has a great deal of credence attached to it in regard to Israel having assassinated this Iranian nuclear scientist because, again, the reports are coming out of the London Sunday Times and the Jerusalem Post, the Daily Times of Lahore, Pakistan. Several publications in Turkey also reporting this, and again, based upon the geographic distribution of the story and the diverse number of publications across the spectrum that are talking about this, it becomes abundantly clear that the chances are excellent that this story is absolutely factual, not simply in terms of the fact that we have a confirmed death here, but all of the available information, again, would point to the Israeli Mossad intelligence agency as having been the genesis of that particular plot. A lot of other strange stories that are going on in the news, including some that are dreadful but not particularly surprising. We're seeing all kinds of mainstream media reports, again, of course, regarding the fact that Iraqi soldiers killed a Mehdi Army official during a raid on Sunday in Diyala province. Both U.S. and Iraqi officials said the name of this gentleman was Ali Kadim al-Hamadani. He was the head of radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr's office in Diyala, north of Baghdad. The war of insurgency and counterinsurgency continues. A preemptive war with Iran apparently just around the corner. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to be joined at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, by Jerry E. Smith of Weather Warfare, the Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Getting back to this story that has been reported by a number of publications, including the London Sunday Times and the Jerusalem Post, that Israel has assassinated a 44-year-old Iranian nuclear scientist in Iran. Begs the question as to just how much more of this sort of thing is going to be going on before we have an overt conflict between the United States and Israel on the one hand and Iran on the other. But quite clearly, this is the general tenor of things as we begin to move into the month of February. This goes back to a story some days ago by Jim Crane and Robert H. Reed of the Associated Press talking about U.S.-Iran tensions triggering a larger war. And this is... Obviously, looking back over a period of many weeks and many months, all of the pieces of the puzzle beginning to come together, including the transfer of Admiral William Fallon from his position at CINCPAC in Hawaii to being the head of CENTCOM in Florida. First time we've had a Navy admiral who has taken over CENTCOM, which, of course, has been running the war in Iraq. And as Pat Buchanan and Paul Craig Roberts and others have pointed out, this whole situation has nothing to do with running a war of counterinsurgency on the ground in Iraq. It has everything to do with conducting an aerial war and dealing with sea lanes in regard to a coming conflict with Iran. So this is where things are headed. And as we begin to look at the first few days of February, who knows where we're going to be on this thing in just a handful of months. Going back to a story that we were talking about some days ago on this show, we were speaking about Israel Shamir and his article entitled Carter, Jimmy Carter and the Swarm. You can find this one again at Israel Shamir's website at israelshamir.net. Suffice it to say that this again is another component of what is happening in regard to the Middle East and in regard to Central Asia. The United States is involved, of course, in what would appear to be an expansion of their war with Iraq into Iran. I was among those who'd been saying for several years now that I thought the real end game was an open-ended military conflict with Iran, chiefly over oil supplies, chiefly over natural gas resources, chiefly over pipeline routes, and then, of course, this whole question of a Euro-dominated Iranian oil burst that would begin to undertake a trend away from the American dollar and toward the European euro in regard to oil transactions in the Middle East. That could be absolutely key in regard to really understanding what is behind this present conflict with Iran, much more so than the alleged nuclear issue. I've mentioned it before on this show, but Dr. Krasimir Petrov's writings in regard to the petrodollar and in regard to the whole shift away from the American dollar and toward the European euro on the part of Iran may well be a factor, and I believe is a very chief factor, in regard to what seems to be the movement toward a much wider conflict in that part of the world, one which I suspect will involve a series of complications that, again, have not been thought about, particularly by American neoconservatives. Pretty clear that if we attack Iran, that there is going to be a further backlash in the Islamic world from Somalia to Indonesia. That would seem to be abundantly clear. That attack being undertaken in conjunction with Israel would involve, again, very serious repercussions in the international community, as once again we find ourselves in the unenviable position of trying to support a particular policy on nuclear nonproliferation with one country while allowing other countries, chiefly Israel, to be in complete violation of that nuclear nonproliferation treaty, which Israel is not even a signatory to. The fact of the matter is that our chief ally in Central Asia and the Middle East is Israel. They are not a signatory to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. They are the chief nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons power in the region. And quite clearly, that fact, in conjunction with the failure to resolve the whole question of the Palestinians, is something that's going to come back to haunt us time and time again. Mike Whitney has an interesting post today at aljazeera.info entitled, Why the Surge Will Push Us into a War with Iran. And he quotes Zbigniew Brzezinski as saying that if the United States continues to be bogged down in a protracted bloody involvement in Iraq, the final destination on this downhill track is likely to be a head-on conflict with Iran and with much of the world of Islam at large, unquote. Whitney goes on to say that no one has done more to expand Iran's power in the region than George Bush. He routed the Taliban in Afghanistan in 2001 and then toppled Saddam and the Ba'athist Party in 2003. Both of these were the traditional enemies of the Islamic Republic. Now Bush has installed Iranian-backed warlords in the Green Zone and delivered the country to the Shiites. Was that what Bush has intended to what he had intended to expand Iranian power and influence throughout the Middle East? Or is it merely the unintended consequence of a deeply flawed policy that is destabilizing the region and irreparably damaging American interests? Iraq is not Vietnam. America cannot simply pick up and leave Iraq. By 2020, 60% of the world's remaining oil will come from the Middle East. The world's four largest oil fields, including the massive Ghawar oil field in Saudi Arabia, are in a permanent state of decline. Unless the American people are prepared to abandon their SUVs on the side of the freeway and pedal to work on their bicycles, some accommodation must be reached in Iraq, according to Mike Whitney. The war was unnecessary, he says. Saddam was always willing to sell his oil in the open market, and he even offered to make oil leasing concessions to the American oil giants just before the war broke out. But there were other factors involved as well, including Israel's aspirations for regional hegemony, and the confused revolutionary ideology of the neocons. preemption, and creative destruction being among the terms which drove the country to war. All the same, quote, we are where we are, unquote, and we need to understand why, quote, staying the course, unquote, will push us deeper into the quicksand of defeat while conferring ever greater power to Iran. Bush's new security strategy does nothing to promote American interests in Iraq. It benefits Iran alone. The surge is a tactic, not a strategy. It does not consider the overall objectives of U.S. involvement in Iraq, but continues to pursue the narrow aim of eliminating one enemy over another. This is hopelessly counterproductive and will end in disaster. By focusing all of his military resources on defeating the Sunni-led resistance, Mr. Bush has made a, quote, devil's bargain, unquote, with the Iranian-backed Abdel Aziz al-Hakim, the biggest gangster in all of Baghdad, who was instigating much of the sectarian violence. Al-Hakim spent 20 years in Iran prior to the fall of Saddam and is clearly allied to the mullahs. His militia, the Badr Brigade, was trained by the Iranian Republican Guards as well as the American CIA and is perhaps the most feared death squad in all of Iraq. Al-Hakim's militia operates out of the Iraqi Interior Ministry and is deeply engaged in the purging of Sunnis from Baghdad. What has Bush gained by defeating the Sunnis-led resistance but elevating the agents of Iran? How long will it be after the last Sunni is driven out of Baghdad before the Badr Brigade turns their guns on Bush and the American troops? Bush is just substituting one adversary for another while exhausting his forces at the same time. If we can understand what is meant by the surge, then we can see why it is bound to fail and why it will further strengthen Iran's power in Iraq. The surge, quote-unquote, is not a plan for security as it is touted to be. That's merely a public relations smokescreen. No one in their right mind believes that 21,500 troops are sufficient to provide security to a city of 6 million Iraqis. Rather, the surge is designed to drive the Sunnis from Baghdad so that the platforms of support for the Iraqi resistance will be effectively removed, as in drain the swamp. No one has shown a better grasp of what the surge really means than military analyst and historian William Lind. In a recent article in Counterpunch, Lind summarized the policy like this, quote, "The Americans will drive out the Sunni insurgents, leaving Sunni neighborhoods defenseless. As the American troops move on, they will be replaced by Iraqi soldiers and police, mostly Shiite militiamen, who will ethnically cleanse the area of Sunnis." Lind has this in bold type. "The Americans will have fulfilled their allotted function, fighting the Sunnis on behalf of the Shiites." This is according to William S. Lind, being quoted by Mike Whitney. The Lind article can be found at counterpunch.org, entitled "The Real Game in Iraq." And returning to Whitney, that's it in a nutshell. The surge is ethnic cleansing. Lind's predictions are, in fact, taking place right now in the Haifa district as well as in other Sunni-dominated neighborhoods throughout the capital. As A.K. Gupta reports in this month's Z magazine, quote, "At least 10 mixed neighborhoods in Baghdad have already been turned exclusively Shia at gunpoint," unquote. This is in A.K. Gupta's, quote, "Bush's Iraq Strategy for 2007 at Z magazine in February of 2007. The surge illustrates the Bush administration's basic misunderstanding of the war in which we are engaged. Iraq is not the type of conflict where one can simply draw up a checklist and eliminate enemies one by one. All of the main groups are lined up against the occupation. Some are merely waiting for the U.S. military to crush their traditional rivals before they act. We saw this unfold in three recent massacres outside of Najaf this week. Increasing the violence at this point only strengthens future adversaries and undermines the prospects for a political solution. Lieutenant General William E. Odom clarified this point in a recent article, quote, "Strategic errors of monumental proportions," unquote, where he states, quote, "The war has served primarily the interests of Iran and al-Qaeda, not American interests. We cannot reverse this outcome by more use of military force in Iraq." That's in bold type in General Odom's article. "Our democratization policy has installed Shiite majorities and pro-Iranian groups in power in Baghdad, especially in the ministries of Interior and Defense." We will be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Back. This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. A little after 8 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, we're going to be joined by Jerry Smith, the author of Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. And I wanted to mention as well this morning that we are joined by a new affiliate. That's WMQM, a 50,000-watt station in Memphis, Tennessee. Glad that you're involved with Mark Dancos America and the Republic Broadcasting Network. Again, that's WMQM, a 50,000-watt station in Memphis, Tennessee, that's joining up with us. We're very pleased to have them on as a new affiliate for this show and this network. We hope to be adding some other affiliates in coming months in regard to conventional radio stations around the country that will join what we are already doing on international shortwave and the World Wide Web. And also the Republic Broadcasting Network archives, which are in the process of being restored at www.republicbroadcasting.org, if you're looking for the website this morning. But again, that's the addition of WMQM in Memphis, Tennessee. Glad to have you aboard, and we would anticipate that in coming days and weeks ahead, you're going to be hearing other reports of other affiliates in conventional radio in the United States, joining forces to make sure that the shows of the Republic Broadcasting Network receive a very wide and large nationwide audience in conventional radio, as well, again, as in international shortwave and the World Wide Web. Getting back to this whole question of Iran this morning, we've been talking about this for days and days, weeks and weeks, and in the case of some of us, we've been talking about it for years. In recent years, particularly since September the 11th, 2001, that all of the forces that were aligning in this circumstance would virtually guarantee that there would be a military confrontation between the United States and Iran, or the United States and Israel against Iran. We're not exactly sure how that's going to play out. But suffice it to say that if you're looking at the corporate news media today, what is absolutely striking is that as we move closer and closer to World War III, we see that corporate news media is primarily concerned with the outcome of yesterday's Super Bowl game, which I admit that I did watch. And corporate America is primarily concerned, of course, with the advertising revenue that continues to be generated by media-driven events like the American Super Bowl. But suffice it to say that whether you like football or you don't, the fact of the matter is that the corporate news media, for all the obvious reasons, is not getting it and does not want you to get it in regard to what is happening with American policy in the Middle East and in Central Asia. And a couple of articles today, one that we've been looking at in the first part of this morning's show, Mike Whitney's Why the Surge Will Push Us Into a War with Iran at aljazeera.info. That's an American website, by the way. It comes out of Dalton, Georgia. Dr. Hassan El-Najjar has a number of very, very interesting news stories there in regard to a whole series of subjects related to Palestine and the Middle East and Central Asia that give us a different and new perspective from the one, again, that is found in the corporate news media. This article by Mike Whitney is one of a series of posts that he has had at aljazeera.info that are well worth your time. This whole question of why the surge will push us into a war with Iran is an article that we will get back to in just a moment. One other story that I think is well worth your time in the non-establishment but responsible internet press is found at lewrockwell.com. Glenn Greenwald has a post there this morning entitled Enforced Orthodoxies and Iran. Very much worth your time in regard to taking a look at that article. That's lewrockwell.com and Glenn Greenwald's post, Enforced Orthodoxies and Iran. Getting back to Mike Whitney's story then at aljazeera.info entitled Why the Surge Will Push Us Into a War with Iran, he quotes Lieutenant General William Odom. Odom, of course, is a past chief of the National Security Agency under Ronald Reagan. He has been at odds with this neoconservative foreign policy for a very long period of time and has repeatedly said things that have gone unnoticed by outlets like Fox News, who suggest that the only people that oppose what Mr. Bush is doing in Iraq happen to be on the left. That's simply factually inaccurate. You have forces like Lieutenant General William Odom and Pat Buchanan on the right. Certainly, as you begin to analyze some of the things being said by Paul Craig Roberts and Ron Paul and others, there's a very strong faction on the American right that opposes this neoconservative insanity for all the right reasons. And Mike Whitney, again, getting back to why the surge will push us into a war with Iran, quotes Lieutenant General William Odom, who made these remarks apparently the other day at the Nieman Foundation at Harvard University. Quoting Odom again, the war has served primarily the interests of Iran and al-Qaeda, not American interests. We cannot reverse this outcome by use of more military force in Iraq. Our democratization policy has installed Shiite majorities and pro-Iranian groups in power in Baghdad, especially in the ministries of interior and defense. Moreover, our counterinsurgency operations are, as unintended but easily foreseeable consequences, first, greater Shiite openness to Iranian influence, and second, al-Qaeda's entry into Iraq and rooting itself in some elements of Iraqi society, unquote. Is that why we went to war, folks, in March of 2003? This is beginning to take a very ugly and very dangerous turn. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be because you can handle the truth.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
We're back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to be joined a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, by Jerry Smith, the author of Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Up to this point, we've been looking at some news stories related to Central Asia and the Middle East and Palestine in regard to all of the things that are quite likely to expand America's military presence in that situation in coming weeks and months. What is this going to mean to you and to me? I suspect that while we can't be absolutely sure that a year from now our lives are going to look very different from the way they look now, and that the situation is going to be far more dangerous, and that there's going to be much more loss of life, and that a considerable number of American kids who are not presently in the military are quite likely to be there a year from now if this situation with Iran erupts into a full-blown regional conflict in that part of the world, which I think it will. Let's hope I'm wrong, but that seems to be the reading of the situation as it currently stands. And who knows what the game of tit-for-tat will be in the Europe and in the United States and in North America in regard to all kinds of forms of asymmetrical warfare that will be aimed at us as a result of these policies. This is a very scary time, And let's certainly trust that something happens to move us away from the brink of what seems to be a cataclysmic disaster. And if you notice this past weekend, there were some statements made by some former military men, and one of those being a former Joint Chief of Staff, talking about the dangers of a preemptive military involvement with Iran. There are at least a few people who are getting this in terms of all of the dimensions of what could be a complete policy of blowback on the part of the U.S. if we do go to war with Iran. And that article and those warnings by those military men, retired military men, we might emphasize, is well worth your time. You can support the Republic Broadcasting Network, by the way, by contacting us. You can do it through the web at republicbroadcasting.org or by giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. We need your support. We need your encouragement to continue doing the things that we're doing in regard to disseminating information that you're not going to find in corporate media. And that can be accomplished, again, by contacting us at republicbroadcasting.org or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. Aaron Russo's new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, can be obtained for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling through the Republic Broadcasting Network at those same contact points, republicbroadcasting.org on the World Wide Web, or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. Interesting, getting back to this whole question of our policy with Iran and Iraq, and with Israel and the whole situation in the Middle East and Central Asia generally, quite fascinatingly so, we have what seems to be a completely bizarre situation in regard to our present situation in the Middle East. If you go back to the Iran-Iraq War between 1980 and 1988, it's abundantly clear that the United States at that time was very much involved in conjunction with Britain and Israel in supporting Saddam Hussein in starting a war with the Ayatollah's Iran and sustaining that war for a period of 8 years. Of course, the casualties in that conflict were the greatest number since the end of the Second World War. There were approximately, depending on whose figures you accept, somewhere between 1.5 million and two million or 2.5 million casualties in that conflict. But in those days, supporting Saddam Hussein was very much a part of American foreign policy and the American foreign policy establishment, as it was thought to be necessary to contain the expansion westward of the Ayatollah's brand of the Shiite Islamic faith. Now we see a situation where the United States and Israel and Britain have been involved in removing Saddam Hussein from power. We have what is clearly a civil war going on in that country that involves Kurds and Sunnis and Shiites. And now we see the hand of the Shiites being strengthened in Iraq. No question that that's the case. And again, it begs the larger question of what is going on over there and why we were pursuing one policy between 1980 and 1988 that resulted in the deaths, not of thousands, but of 1.5 million, potentially 2 million people, only to discover now that the guy who was our asset at that time has been forcibly removed from power by us, subsequently was executed after a trial of somewhat dubious legal soundness, potentially. And we now see that the same people that we feared would come into prominence in a Western move out of Iran toward Iraq in those days, the so-called Shiites, are now the ones profiting by the American military intervention in Iraq that removes Saddam Hussein from power, that has not been able to gain a grip on the development of a political or economic infrastructure in that country. We're seeing incredible loss of life in Iraq as a result of this situation. We talked about it on the show before, but the British medical journal Lancet gives us information and research coming out of both Johns Hopkins University and MIT that suggests that the actual number of Iraqis killed since March of 2003 is somewhere in the neighborhood of 655,000 and counting. That's a far different figure from the establishment figures coming out of the United States government. And suffice it to say that when we look at the present situation, the strengthening of the hand of the Shiites in Iraq and the ongoing bloodshed between Shiites and Sunnis and the continued expansion of Shiite power in that sector of Iraq that borders Iran seems to be a complete contradiction to what the earlier American foreign policy goals were between 1980 and 1988. Very strange, isn't it, that on the one hand, we are talking about going to war with Iran at the very time that we are strengthening the hand of Iranian-affiliated and Iranian-sympathetic Shiites in Iraq. Does this make sense, folks? It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And getting back to Mike Whitney's post today at aljazeera.info entitled, Why the Surge Will Push Us Into a War with Iran, he quotes Lieutenant General William Odom, O-D-O-M. And if you're not familiar with General Odom, he is a former head of the National Security Agency. He is presently involved with the Nieman Foundation, the Journalism Foundation up at Harvard University. And certainly General Odom's take on this conflict has consistently effectively criticized what Bush and the neoconservatives have been doing. He has consistently warned about the dangers and unsustainability of the type of interventionist policy that we have been pursuing in that region. And the echoes of what happened to the British Empire in that part of the world, not to mention in more recent times the former Soviet Union, are entirely suggestive. And getting back to what Whitney has to say here, General Odom's comments, according to Mike Whitney, are similar to those of veteran journalist Tom Lasseter, whose recent article, Surge Might Only Help Al Sadr, confirms much of what Odom says. Quote, the U.S. military drive to train and equip Iraq's security forces has unwittingly strengthened Muqtada al-Sadr's Mahdi Army militia, which has been battling to take over the capital as American forces are trying to secure it. Quote, they wave at us during the day and shoot at us at night, unquote, said First Lieutenant Dan Quinn. People in America think it's bad, but they believe that we control the city. That's not the way it is. They control it, and they let us drive around. It's hostile territory, unquote. Quinn added, quote, honestly, within 6 months of us leaving, the way Iranian clerics run the country behind the scenes, it'll be the same way here with Al Sadr. He already runs our side of the river, unquote. These comments show why Bush's plan to eliminate his enemies one by one will not succeed, but will only further strengthen Iranian interests while weakening America's already tenuous position. There is no alternative to political solutions, and yet the Bush administration has proved that it is as incapable of negotiation as it is of thinking strategically. The administration's rejection of political dialogue is rooted in an ideological belief that, quote, force alone, unquote, can produce political results. Perhaps this theory emerges from the Israeli model where, quote, no solution, unquote, is considered desirable. The occupation of Palestine depends on a permanent state of no settlement, a process which requires constantly moving the goalposts so that final status negotiations can never be realistically held. In Israel, it is essential to sustain hostilities so that the expropriation of land can continue apace, but that model won't work in Iraq. This is not a territorial conflict, but a war for resources. The objectives are to establish political stability, not to maintain a low-level war into perpetuity. General William Odom suggests that the current no plan of the Bush administration should be reevaluated in terms of America's long-term goals. Quote, any new strategy that does not realistically promise to achieve regional stability at a cost we can prudently bear and does not regain the confidence and support of our allies is doomed to failure. To date, I have seen no awareness that any political leader has gone beyond tactical proposals to offer a different strategic approach to limiting the damage in a war that is turning out to be the greatest strategic disaster in our history. That's Lieutenant General William Odom being quoted by Mike Whitney this morning in Why the Surge Will Push Us Into a War with Iran. You can again find that story at aljazeera.info. Continuing with Mike Whitney's analysis, he says the time is running out for the Bush administration. The American public no longer supports the war, and the Congress is taking a progressively more assertive role in the shaping of the extent of U.S. involvement. The National Intelligence Estimate, or NIE, which was presented to Bush on Friday, quote, outlines an increasingly perilous situation in which there is a strong possibility of further deterioration, unquote, quoting the Washington Post. The National Intelligence Estimate suggests that there is no chance for near-term reconciliation and that the violence over the next 18 months is likely to intensify. The Bush administration's response to the NIE has been entirely predictable. They are planning to forge ahead with their plan for ethnic cleansing via the surge, which will only add to, quote, the hell that is Iraq, unquote, Saddam's last words. The ceaseless violence is creating the greatest humanitarian catastrophe of our time. Already 3 million Iraqi have been displaced within the country or have been forced into nearby Syria, Jordan, and Egypt. So far, the Bush administration has admitted less than 500 Iraqi refugees into the U.S., although the crisis was triggered by its unprovoked aggression against a defenseless state. Across Iraq, there has been a steady uptick in the violence, which goes unreported in the Western press. In AlBasra.net, in an article entitled "An Appeal on Behalf of the Iraqi People," we can read of the ongoing attack on Sunni cities like Haditha, quote, a city which has suffered repeated attacks from U.S. forces during 2006 and has been under a medieval siege for more than 2 months, with food, water, electricity, and fuel being cut off, and movement in the city has been restricted. The U.S. military tactics of collective punishment have been used repeatedly on neighboring cities of Fallujah, Tel Afar, Ramadi, Husabaya, etc. Reports from the Sunni heartland are completely blacked out of the mainstream media. 2 years later, and Americans have still not seen the vast devastation from the military's Dresden-like bombardment of Fallujah. Also, according to the conservative Washington Post, quote, the pro-Iranian Mahdi army is waging a war to eliminate the entire population, Palestinian population in Iraq. Palestinian leaders and activists are describing a systematic campaign of ethnic cleansing, quote unquote. Thousands of Palestinian families have been forced to flee Iraq since the downfall of Saddam Hussein, but have no place to go, unquote. Whitney then says that the deliberate attack on Iraqi intellectuals and academics has also gone largely unreported in the Western media. In a heart-wrenching article by Leila Anwar entitled A Stroll Down Haifa Street, the author details the assault on a university professor, Ahmad Kamal Nabil. Nabil tells how teachers and students have been targeted as, quote, the last line of resistance against political manipulation and terror in the new Iraq. Academics are targeted because they cannot be ideologically controlled or sucked into the role of mouthpiece for the occupation and its puppets. And academics are targeted because the new Iraq has become one big looting field run by mercenaries, thugs, politically corrupt opportunists, sectarian agitators, fanatical dark minds, and barbarians. And according to Mike Whitney, they want it to remain that way. They want to make sure that Iraq will never raise its head again. So they drain it of its intellectuals. In the new Iraq, there is no place for knowledge. Knowledge is the enemy. Now, Bill is right, of course. Knowledge is the enemy in a country that is rapidly tilting toward religious extremism. Mike Whitney then has a section in this article entitled Changing Course. No one has shown a better grasp of the heavy price that America has paid for its misguided war in Iraq than Zbigniew Brzezinski, former National Security Advisor to Jimmy Carter. In testimony last week before the Senate subcommittee, Brzezinski said, quote, the war in Iraq is a historic, strategic, and moral calamity. Undertaken under false assumptions, it is undermining America's global legitimacy. Its collateral civilian casualties, as well as some abuses, are tarnishing America's moral credentials. The result is growing political isolation of and pervasive popular antagonism toward the U.S. global posture, unquote. Brzezinski then added that Bush's present stay-the-course policy will inevitably lead to a larger regional conflict. Quote, my horror scenario is that we simply stay put, that this will continue, and then the dynamic of the conflict will produce an escalating situation in which Iraqi failure to meet the benchmarks will be blamed on the Iranians. There will be some clashes, collisions, and the war expands, unquote. Brzezinski is right, according to Mike Whitney. Staying put will lead inexorably to escalation. The emphasis now needs to be on, quote, regional stability, unquote, not the suppression of sectarian violence or the ongoing fight against the armed resistance. It is up to the Congress to see that we avert the impending catastrophe by quickly changing course. Bush's strategy has strengthened Iranian influence in Iraq, and now it threatens to consume the entire Middle East in a region-wide conflagration. As Brzezinski said, quote, if the United States continues to be bogged down in a protracted bloody conflict in Iraq, the final destination on this downhill track is likely to be a head-on conflict with Iran and with much of the world of Islam at large. I'm going to repeat that quote from Mike Whitney's article, the quote of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who said, quote, if the United States continues to be bogged down in a protracted bloody involvement in Iraq, the final destination on this downhill track is likely to be a head-on conflict with Iran and with much of the world of Islam at large, unquote. Mike Whitney concludes by saying Congress is duty-bound to stop this tragedy from unfolding. Well, folks, they did nothing when we got into this to begin with. We're tap-dancing on both sides of it now. This is a very, very tragic and dangerous situation. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be joined a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning by Jerry Smith, the author of Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. Jerry's been a guest on the show before, I think, because of everything going on in the world. It's important to have him back again to discuss some of these issues with us. And I'll tell you, folks, as you watch this whole thing unfold, it becomes very clear that some things are just around the corner that are not good and that are not in the interest of the average American. And if this situation is not picked up by the United States Congress, there would seem to be little alternative to what the administration apparently has planned for us. You know, at the end of that Whitney article, he was talking about the absolutely essential character of the Congress of this country becoming involved in this situation. You know, that's clearly what should be a part of the larger package of a solution to all of this, but you can bet that it won't happen. It was absolutely amazing to me with all of the obviously transparently false rationales that were used for this war prior to March of 2003, that the U.S. Congress was absolutely acquiescent in this whole thing, and that this involved not simply Republicans but Democrats as well. We've seen absolutely nothing since the first Tuesday of this last November to suggest that it's any different now that we have a Democrat-controlled House and Senate. And as a part of this larger picture, notice the posturing that we talked about a few days ago on Mark Dankoff's America in regard to certain politicians in the Republican and Democratic parties who say that they oppose what Mr. Bush is doing, what he's doing in Iraq, what he might be up to with Iran, what I think he is clearly up to with Iran. But the long and the short of it is these same folks who are positioning themselves as being a political alternative to what is going on are still speaking about wanting to preserve their options in regard to voting for funding for this whole thing to continue. Paul Craig Roberts, and we've mentioned this as of recent days, he's made it very clear that for those folks who are absolutely serious on the Hill about wanting to do something about this, and that's a very, very dangerously small minority, those are the folks who seriously would speak about defunding the process, potentially being involved in the whole impeachment process as it would begin, of course, with the House Judiciary Committee. They would have to report articles of impeachment to the full floor of the House. That would have to pass the House and then be sent on to the Senate. The point is clear that for those who talk about opposing this situation, that their options are defunding and impeachment. Those are the only two things that carry any teeth or any weight whatsoever to an anti-neoconservative foreign policy and in regard to trying to stop what clearly will be a catastrophic expansion of this situation in coming weeks ahead. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back at some point in a little while this morning with Jerry Smith of Weather Warfare. Once again, we would like to greet WMQM of Memphis, Tennessee, who's on board with Mark Dankoff's America now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.